have to confess in the very beginning this evening that I have lost my cane. What happened was this. I put it up somewhere. I went over to Greg's house this afternoon, and I don't remember where I left it. Now, can you imagine that? And, well, that kind of people, sometimes they forget things, don't they? Well, I don't remember. I thought it might be back by the walking, by the water fountain, but then no one has found it, or they would see it. It's a long black cane, and if you find it, please, you know whose it is, okay? Well, I'm glad to be here tonight, and there are several things that I want to say to you in the very beginning. Sometimes I get lonely. Sometimes I get very discouraged. I guess maybe most of us are like that. And especially since you're handicapped somewhat in doing what you've always wanted to do. How happy I am that God has placed me in this circumstance with people who care for me. In the very beginning tonight, happy Valentine's Day to you, and look what I have. This class back here made this. These kids, their names are on it. And my son-in-law came in the other day, and he handed me this, and they mailed it to me. I wouldn't take anything for that. That's a Valentine. And it's got all their sweet names. That's, thankfully, that helps me so very, very much. Troy asked me a question this morning. Now, he asked questions. But he asked me a question this morning. He said, by the way, I don't have that microphone. I don't think I got that. See, you just have to put up with me. But anyway, he asked me this morning, he said, how long have you been preaching here? Well, I guess somebody else is saying that too. How long has he been here? Well, did you know on the first day of April, it'll be 25 years. I tell you what, I have been so blessed to be able to be here. And I just thank you so much for our good elders, for Tommy and for Roy. And for Jeff, and I have to say something about Tommy and Shirley. Tommy and Shirley done so much for this church, it's unreal. I can remember so many times being at the hospital at 5:30, 6 o'clock, a morning for somebody's surgery. And I'd be there first, or both of them would be there. I have no idea how many days they have spent, days gone by, in the work of the Lord. They have proven us by their great, magnificent work. We thank you both for that. God bless you. It'll never be forgotten. And we, these two young elders, aren't they doing great with their families? How blessed we truly, truly are to have these folks here with us. There was a man whose name was Wendell Watts. He happened to be the grandfather of Al and Matt Burns. And guess what? I used to preach over at Southern Boulevard. Thank you so much, Al. All right. Now, there'll be some more things, I guess, Al, you'll have to do for me before I get it at the end of this sermon. But anyway, and that fellow was, do you know, 86 years old, and guess what he did? He went out and he was doing what older people were supposed to do. That is, enjoy and serve the Lord. And guess what he did? He went out to visit somebody one night, and he told the folks that he wasn't feeling well after a while. And if I understand it correctly,
He went in and asked them if they could lay down on his couch. And he lay down on the couch. He's 86 years old. And then he said to somebody, "I think I'm dying." In just a little while, he passed into eternity. What a way for Jesus to deliver you from this whole world. How wonderful of a man that gave that his time and effort, and at that time, being working in the service of our Lord. Greg Moss, I don't know how in the world I could ever thank him for all that he's done for me. He and Tommy Graves, they have just helped me in so much, and so many others in this congregation who have just been so good to come. And Matt has come to get me and bring me to the services, and I just can't begin to thank you enough for all of that. In just a little while, we're going to study on a lesson one day at a time. I think Stuart, where is Stuart here? All right. Stuart, do you have it? Can we get it? That right now. We want to sing it together, okay? If you've got the words. The words I've got here on the thing, if you want to put it over there, Eddie. One step at a time. Have you ever heard that song? Oh, boy, I tell you what, I love that song. I've been singing it all that last week and getting everybody I could hear that regards to it, but I'm telling you what. Oh, there it is. I thought we'd have that. All right, Stuart, come up here, if you will, now, and lead us all. Let's everybody sing it together tonight, okay? Thank you.
Well, we're going to do our best on this.
You'll do good.
Man, help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time, one day at a time. Sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to so, na, na, na.
Where'd the rest of it go?
One day at a time, sweet Jesus, and that's all I'm asking for you. Help me to be the way, one day at a time. Do you when you walked among men, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. Pushing and shoving, Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
Well, thank you, Stuart. I appreciate that so very, very much, too. All right, now then, to contrast that, would you please stand? We're going to sing God Is So Good. And let's everybody sing. God is so good. Everybody. God is so good. God is so good.
Matthew chapter 6, 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. And then he says, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. Over and over in the Bible, you have different references to daily things that God wants us to be engaged in. And whenever we ask God, God tells us to always pray, give us this day our daily bread. There are some 62 verses of scriptures found in the Bible. And I guess I better not use all of those ahead of tonight. But anyway, all these scriptures point out to us what we ought to be doing every day, or the day that God has designated. The Bible tells us in the New Testament in Acts 2 and verse 47, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And the Bible also tells us in Acts 17, verse 11, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and they searched the scriptures daily whether these things were so. In 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 16, verse 2, Paul writes and he says, upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them. And the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 11, 3, and in Matthew 6 and verse 11, the passage that we just referred to a little bit ago, give us this day our daily bread. But in Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, we find the word used again. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart tomorrow, and continued his speech unto midnight. I'm only human. I'm just a man, the song says. Help me to believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway that I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. Do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know if you're looking below It's worse now than then. Pushing and shoving, crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. And then he goes on, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking from you. Give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Yes, for my sake, teach me today, one day at a time. Why? For tomorrow may never be mine. No one's afraid of heights. They're afraid of the fall. No one is afraid of friendship. They're afraid of rejection. No one is afraid of love. They're afraid of a broken heart. No one is afraid of the dark. They're afraid of what is in it. As we reflect upon these truths and to realize that God wants us to do all that we can in His service, let's try to understand what lies behind our fears. Stop regretting the past and release the grip of past regrets. As they can't be changed, embrace the lessons learned. Step into a brighter future. Yesterday is gone, gone, gone. And tomorrow may never be mine. It may never be for me. No one knows when our lives will be over. Live each day with the realization that one day will be the last day that you leave this world. Live as you are a person who is truly sincere, that you're glad that you're here. Do all that you can for others. Show kindness and goodness. And in Philippians 4 and verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, do what now? Think on these things. I want to tell you tonight, I hope and pray to God that He will help me to be living with Jesus Christ. In this life, devoted. I know I've made my mistakes. I've sinned. I ask God to forgive me. Ask you to forgive me. And I pray that you'll help us, that we all may do what God wants us to do. And there's a young man in this congregation that I really love. A young man that I appreciate so very, very much. And he tells us every time that he is living in with Jesus in his life. Troy, would you please stand up and say to us tonight, Galatians 2 and verse 20. God bless you, son. I am crucified in Christ. Say that in your mind. I am crucified with Christ. I've been crucified with Christ. My life is not mine. My life is Jesus Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. No, it's Jesus who lives in you. It's Jesus. Why do you do what you do? Because of Jesus. Why do we work and serve and try to do all we can for others? It's Jesus. Where is He? He's in us. No wonder the Bible says, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. Yes, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Yes, there are six things that the Bible tells us that God hates. We don't want to have any part of them. Why? Because Jesus is living in us. Why do we say no when we know that what we're about to do is what? Contrary to Jesus? No, we say no because Jesus wants us to say no. Every day that you walk, the time's going to come, all of us, that tomorrow it will not be for us. And that's why we need to make sure that every day that we live upon the face of this earth, that God will help us to live it for Jesus Christ. Churches need to be full. People need to do everything they can to get people who are not working and serving the Lord. I don't know how many people are members of this congregation, and they're here because somebody else in this church talked to them and encouraged them to come. And they're here because they want to serve the Lord. I tell you what, you can't be around Bobby Nixon very long until he'll be telling you about someone that he's been talking to about Jesus Christ. We all need to be doing that. I had a fellow whose name was Brother Peterson up in Cleveland, Ohio. Ann and I rented his apartment next door to the church building. And Brother Peterson was an older man at that time. And, of course, I was about 22. But Brother Peterson used to say, you know, it's time for me to turn over to you young people now. I've worked hard. I've served the Lord. And he said, it's time for me now to rest. No, 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 no. It's not time for you to rest. Or you may not be able, like with me, you might be able to do what you used to do, but can you do anything? Can you pick up the phone and call somebody? Can you get a card and send out a card to somebody? I'm asking you tonight, is there something that we can do as we grow older? Oh, yes, my friend. There is so much that we can do and we must do because just like in the song, take one day at a time because tomorrow may never be. There was a time when I had a wife, the rock of my salvation. I can go back in memory lane and remember Ann. Many of you can too. We lived in Cleveland, Ohio. We worked together at the Globe Paper Company. And Ann was an outstandingly wonderful singer. She never said very much about it. She wanted me to do all that I could to accomplish what God wanted us to do in the service of the Lord. Her daddy, when I asked her to marry me, her daddy was having a fit over it. I don't blame him, bless his heart. But he just thought his daughter was going to excel in the music world. And finally, when she made her decision, and that was to marry me, I can remember where she sang with Eddie Fisher, Buns, Monroe's group in Higbee. She had a job at Higbee's in downtown Cleveland, Ohio. She had accomplished so much. When we moved to Lipscomb, she worked with First National Bank and had a great job there. And I could tell you more and more about what all she was like, but you knew, and I know now, how much she was doing for me here. She was my backbone. She can't come back, but I can go to her. There are six things that God doesn't want us to do. We can't do them. Why? Because, you see, we're living for Jesus Christ. He says these six things that the Lord hates. Day seven, number one, a proud look, pride. One who exalts himself above others. Two, a lying tongue, a person who distorts truth and misleads others. Three, hands that shed innocent blood. violence against others, behaving involved in physical force intended to hurt, damage, or maybe kill someone or something. Fourth, a heart that devises with wicked imaginations, an evil heart where thoughts and plans take root. What about Ananias and Sapphira? Acts 5, 1 through 11. Feet that be swift in running to mischief, showing eagerness without hesitation to commit wrong or sins that are detestable unto God. 6, a false witness that speaketh lies. Those who spread lies and erode trust face God's judgment as well. And he that soweth discord among brethren. A person who sows discord among brethren is particularly abhorrent to God. This morning, after we had a super sermon, I sat there and thought about Daniel. How precious he is to this church. Young man, devoted completely to Jesus Christ. It's so wonderful to be associated with him and his sweet wife and family. Judy is such an adorable person. We are so blessed. I can't do many of the things that he can do. I'm so thankful that he has given himself to God. All I can do is to remember this. One day at a time, dear Jesus, that's all I'm asking for. Just one day at a time. Help me to walk. Help me to do what I can. Because tomorrow may never be mine. Where will you go tonight if you leave this world today and tomorrow you'll never see it? Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Jesus says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Won't you come to Jesus Christ tonight? Give my dear friend and wonderful preacher Daniel your hand. Let's pray with you. If you need to obey the gospel, just remember, one day at a time, tomorrow may never be. Don't put it off. You can't go back. You don't have yesterday anymore. It's gone. And you don't know about tomorrow. Are you subject to the invitation of Jesus Christ in any way? Won't you come and obey the gospel? The truth of the Lord. While together we stand and while